stay safe.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jared Easley, and of course, we're being joined again by Miss Christine. Christine, how are you doing in isolation? You doing all right?
I'm making waves.
You're making waves in isolation. So you had mentioned before we hit record that the acrylics are, there's a challenge going on there. Are you at liberty to talk about that?
The struggle is real.
It's a big problem.
I'm down by 3 nails, I think, by the end of this. Nah, before I go to work, I'm probably going to take all the acrylics off and just gonna
bum it. just accept. They have to accept you for who you are.
Well, the sad part is they're all like my real nails, but I just have the acrylic overlays because I have really long nails. Like, nobody wants to hear about my nails, but
I disagree. I think there are people that are concerned. You know, there's a lot of
concerned citizens out there worried about your acrylics on your nails.
There's a lot of problems in this world right now, and we need to refocus some of that stress and anxiety.
Yes, exactly. I'm stressed. I can stress on my own nails.
I think as more people that listen to the podcast are making an attempt and a genuine effort to get to know you, I thought it'd be appropriate if you shared a story. I have a particular story in mind, just so people can get to know you a little bit better as we kick off the podcast. Boy. And I think you know where this is going. So Christine, if you'd be, was that a snort? That might have been the first snort on the podcast.
It was not.
It sounded like it. Not. Okay. All right. So
I know where you're going. Let's go.
Christine has a story about a particular jersey that was,
God damn it,
that was highly valued and something of one of her prized possessions that ended up being stolen. And so this is just one of those opportunities for you to get to know Christine a little bit better. So Christine, if you could just tell us that story as we kind of kick off the show, and then we'll, you know, get into some of these.
Well, the sad part is I don't even remember what year it was. So I don't even remember it was like a technical throwback technically that year or not, but it was my prized Allen Iverson jersey. Yes. It wasn't even signed or anything, but yeah. Somebody broke into our apartment. I had a roommate at the time, and they stole
of all the things they took.
Jersey too. They just stole jerseys. Like,
that's either A, you didn't have much of value.
She had a New York Knicks jersey. I had a bird. I think they didn't steal the bird at the time. And then
that could have been a racist.
How is that racist, birds?
Why would they not steal bird? Bird's one of the greatest players of all time.
No, I meant an actual bird. I had a cockatoo.
Oh, a bird. I thought you said Larry Bird. You snorted again, by the way. I thought you had a Larry Bird jersey. See,
whoa, we're talking about basketball jerseys.
Yeah, we're not talking about Atlanta. We're talking about Philadelphia. Bird.
So. Oh, no, I had an actual cockatiel there
too. Oh, okay, so now I'm clear.
They stole, right. But whatever. The only other things that I remember was like, probably, I don't know, it was really basic stuff. The only thing that was detrimental to me was my goddamn jersey.
Yeah, that's unfortunate that of all those prized possessions and your bird. You know, that it takes time to care for a bird. Maybe that's why they didn't take it.
That's probably why they did not.
Like, that's too much work. You know, I can just get this AI throwback and, you know, I'm good.
Yeah, and take the other one.
I can't imagine Knicks. Why anyone would want a Knicks jersey at this time.
I don't even know who's the team player, but I remember she was missing a jersey too. It was very awkward. It was just like somebody came home. I think she got home before I did, and then there was an open door. And she called me and referenced the open door. And this is before I was even working and referenced to, like, you know, where I work now. So it was like, oh. So then we were very, very upset. But we
never really let that go because from time to time it comes up.
Yeah, especially when Jared tries to talk about your jersey on the podcast. Because he thinks it's shits and giggles. Yeah. Oh.
I'm not trying to stick the dagger in deeper, right? But I do think it's an interesting story. You know, it's something that people know about you because you're from Philly. You know, you've got, you know, love for the Sixers, I'm assuming. And then
being in Florida.
Yeah.
someone stole my jersey.
Of all the places.
Of all the things they could have stolen.
Yeah. Why has it got to be the AI jersey?
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you moved on. Good job. I love that story, by the way. Thank you for...
I know you love that story.
Did you know that that was going to be the story I was going to ask you? Because you have a lot of good stories. It could have been something different.
You have more stories than that. I knew that was your favorite story.
It's one of. There's others. I might surprise you on another show with some.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll just kind of keep you on your toes there. Okay. Yes. So we've gathered some headlines. Some are coronavirus related. Some are not. And just thought, hey, let's just kind of give an opinion or two based on some of the things that have happened recently. And yeah, let's just see where this goes. So one thing I wanted to bring up real quick, Christine, is we're supposed to be getting stimulus checks. So assuming you get a stimulus check in the next several weeks or however long, what does that mean to you? What are you going to do with that? Is that going to fix the acrylics?
is that going to fix the acrylics? I have money to fix my own acrylics.
Okay, is there some
on the daily day by day?
So that's in the budget, right? You have that set aside. That's your emergency fund for your acrylics.
Technically, since I'm an essential person, I've not been affected that much. You know, in reference to that. The only effects, like I said, like I was supposed to be on vacation and I'm not. Acrylics are falling off.
Yeah.
But besides that, yeah, no. But it'll help in reference to like gas and, you know, different things like that. But I also think this is a good opportunity to focus on like some people, like their mortgages and their rent. Like my rent place, they said like, hey, if you pay your rent on time, you get like a 5% rebate. And then they're also saying, hey, if you don't have it, they're not going to charge you a late fee up until I think like the 5th or 10th or something like that. So they're really, things are really kind of coming together and people are really trying to work with you.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. So with your stimulus check, you might be able to do a number of things. Maybe you can actually go on a trip back to Puerto Rico when things calm down.
That's still a plan. It's just postponed.
It's just postponed. Yeah. So maybe it's September. Maybe it's, you know, who knows?
Yeah. Who knows when things are going to be safe? None of us know. And I think that's like the uncertainty.
Yes.
Is the thing that is messing a lot of people up.
What were you going to do in Puerto Rico? Are you allowed to say?
I was just going to be doing a lot of partying.
Okay, so partying. So I am a guy that doesn't do a lot of partying, as you probably guessed. So I'm curious, what does that mean for you?
I was going to be laying out on the beach, sipping whatever drinks, laying out on the beach and pools with more drinks and nightclubs twerking on somebody's son, like a. A grown-ass adult when I say that.
Fair enough. And do you speak fluent Spanish, Christine?
It is. Así.
A little bit. So you know enough to be dangerous. Is that?
I know enough that I've went to Mexico twice and my Mexican sister says that your ass is in Mexico more than I am.
You go to Mexico often. Is that like your vacation of choice? Is Mexico or because Puerto Rico? It's just easy and cheap. Easy and cheap. Right? Was that? I think that was my nickname in high school, actually. So,
well, we could have been friends.
I don't know. Were you friends? Were you hanging out with like? Were you the diverse person that you are now in high school?
No, I was like a big ass dork. I did all the dork things. I took advanced physics and shit like that. Like,
really?
Yes.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that. You're not.
I have AP physics, AP calculus, shit like that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, because when I moved down from Philly, I was already in a magnet program.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was in Central High School. So it was like right down the street from LaSalle. So I already had half of the stuff that I.
So you were needed. You were with all the smart kids.
Yes. So now it's like, now you're not. Like, you're so with the smart kids, but now you're.
Once you got away from them, that's when you. That's when you let your hair down and decide.
I got to Florida and then like things
changed. Okay. Yes.
Well, that's not being a dork.
I don't think you're a dork. I think it's cool to be smart and
I think it's cool to be smart as well.
Yeah, you're still very smart.
I do catch a lot of people off guard in reference to that.
Yes. Exactly. So if Mexico's so cheap, why Puerto Rico? You could have just said, let's
keep it. The crew wanted to go because it was, we were actually out at a nightclub and then it was one of our friends, like she's from there and it was going to be her birthday. Mm. So we planned it to go there for her birthday. And then my sister, it was, oh God, I had to say my Mexican sister. So it was like, technically it's my niece. It was going to be her 21st birthday. So she was going to come over there too. It was a lot of thought put into this trip.
Yeah, that's too bad it got postponed. But I mean, obviously for safety's sake, I'm glad you guys
did it. Yeah, I'm glad it did.
And it will be, you know, picked up later on. So
Yeah, exactly. We postponed it. The airlines have been really good about things because I have other trips too as so, well planned, I should say.
So be honest, were you flying Spirit Airlines to Puerto Rico?
Mm-mm. I was flying Southwest.
Oh, Southwest.
And, and they, even without this, they let you reschedule for free without any.
Have you ever flown Spirit Airlines?
No.
No? Okay.
I tried to fly Frontier one time.
Frontier's not so bad, is it?
It was horrible. It was like one flight and I didn't even get on the flight. I think it was like Connect in Atlanta. So you already know it was trouble. Yeah. So,
but you're notorious for potentially being late to flights.
It wasn't because I was late. It was because they didn't like me. I'm going to leave it at that.
They didn't like you? A magnet student from Philadelphia and they a stolen AI jersey. They didn't, you know, feel your pain.
Right. No. So it was my birthday and I was Liddy City.
And they didn't like you on your birthday?
I was already Liddy City, right? So I arrived there hella early because I knew I needed to be.
So you
there
may have
early.
Made a stop at an establishment in the airport.
Yeah. And I was still established from the night before, but that still didn't, whatever. I approached her and I remember totally what the hell. And then I went, okay. So I asked her in reference to upgrading my seat. Okay. And then she felt some type of way. And I was like, I'm just asking, like, can I get a, you know, upgrade? What's up with that? And then she felt some type of way. And then she called.
What is an upgrade on Southwest? Is that just like A group or something?
No. That was Frontier.
Oh, Frontier. My bad. Okay.
Right. And I've never flown on Frontier. So it was sketchy about already flying on this damn airline. So I was like, yeah.
Okay.
Can I get this and that or whatever? And they were like, no. And then I'm like, hey, I'm connecting because I was going, this was the year that I actually went to San Francisco. Yep. Mm. And she's like, no, we can't. I was like, all right, but I'm still on this flight. So I don't know. I asked to speak to the manager. I pulled the whole ass Karen, right? Uh-oh. Yeah, I did. And he was like, well, we don't feel that it's safe for you to be on this flight because we think that maybe you may be a danger to yourself or other passengers.
Because you'd had a few beverages.
Yeah. And then I went back to the bartender that had served me, right? Because I was like, can you believe this? And this and that, whatever.
That's my flight. Yeah.
And I was like, can you believe this? Whatever. And she was like, no, if you seem messed up or, you know, over beveraged, quote unquote, I wouldn't have kept, you know, I wouldn't serve you any more drinks. And I was like, okay. So I'm like, at least I'm knowing that, I don't want to say, no, I'm not crazy. Cause I know like that can be a little, you know.
But when somebody place. When somebody kind of messes with you, you can get a little, you know. You can
yeah,
get
but I didn't pop off on her like I could have popped off on her.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't do that.
Yes, I'm also glad because they didn't have to call security. Like, security.
Have you had that happen before?
No, I have not. Knock on okay. wood. All right. Thank God.
Okay, but you didn't answer the original question of your stimulus check. What are you going to potentially do with a stimulus check?
I'm going to stimulate myself.
What does that entail? You don't know?
This is more money for a trip, or I'm going to invest it or whatever, because I don't even know how much money it's going to be, like, for referral.
It might be $1,200, maybe. I mean, that's not chump change. That's a nice little bonus, right?
Invest that or...
When you think of investing...
But I already have a lot of trips already planned.
Yes, you do. And hopefully one of those, assuming it's safe, will be in Dallas this summer in August.
Yeah.
That's the hope. Okay. All right. So let's move on over to one of your special headlines that you have.
So the Queen's son has coronavirus, apparently, Prince Charles.
Yeah, how does he get it?
I saw a meme. I actually, like, because I stopped watching some of the news because it gets really kind of depressing.
Yeah.
And I actually ran through it from a meme. And it was like, when you're 90-something years old and your son is 70-something and he gets coronavirus. And I was like, wait, is this for real? Because, you know, it's a meme. And then I, like, you know, had to do my fact check because I was like, I want this to be, like, hashtag fake news. But, yeah, it was like. It's like a wake up call, but it's like, man, it's obviously I know it's all over the place, but yeah.
Okay, so he did test positive for the coronavirus, and I guess right now he's in quarantine. So hopefully he is going to be doing. He has a bad cough, according to the Daily Beast. So hopefully he's going to be okay.
Yes,
hopefully. That'd be a sad way to see Prince Charles not. Fulfill his potential.
I have a friend with a bad cough and she went to the doctor and they quarantined her and she's in Tijuana. She's in Mexico.
Ooh.
And
I wonder if that's the best place to be right now.
Well, that's where she lives. That's oh, one okay. of my friends. Like she lives in TJ.
I heard it's cheap to live there. I'm not judging her. I'm just saying I had an Uber driver in San Diego a couple weeks ago and he's saying he lived in Tijuana for like 15 years and he said his rent.
Yeah. So I typically go to like Cancun, Playa del Carmen or whatever. I've not been on the like
you've been
the
to Cabo? No Cabo?
I've not been to Cabo.
You seem like that's a Cabo person.
Eventually.
Okay. Got it. All right. Well, okay. So this kind of leads into one of the things I was reading about was there's more cases of coronavirus in the U.S. And I was wondering, do you think that's because we're just doing more testing in the U.S. than other countries are doing?
It's because we finally got more testing kits available.
So we're having
She didn't even cases. Know she got tested, like just because of my knowledge, because I was like, well, what happened when you went to the doctor? And it's a very long Q-tip swab that they put up your nose and it almost goes like, to the back of your throat. And I was like, yeah, that they checked you for coronavirus. They test you. She was like, well, they didn't tell me anything or whatever. I was like, yeah, because that's because it takes a few days, so a week or something for the results to come back.
Yeah, maybe they didn't like, want to scare her.
Yeah, so they did that to her and she didn't even know that she had technically got tested for it. But they did technically quarantine her. So in reference to your question was, in reference to us getting more cases, yeah, just because we got more kits available.
So because the U.S. has more testing capability maybe than other countries, that could be why there's more cases in the U.S. because we've done more testing.
Hi, this is Ashley T. Lee Podcast. Join me to hear the Bible read line by line and clearly explained. Listen to the Word of God in your car or home or work while it transforms your mind daily. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, which is good and acceptable and perfect." Knowing the Bible can give you peace and joy in this hectic world. Listen weekly to Ashley T. Lee Podcast on all podcast sites.
Yeah. And then also maybe we have a lot of people freaking out in reference to the paper towel soldiers. So, or toilet paper hoarders. So, you know, so we got a lot of people that are freaking out. So a lot of more people are exposing or having the symptoms. Because I can't even think of the medical term that you can look like you have all the signs and symptoms, but you can present with all the signs and symptoms, but technically you don't have it.
Okay.
Like,
which is hopefully the case.
Yeah. And all these people are just going there coughing or doing whatever they're doing. But the fever is one of the things, but like that's like not even number one anymore. Cause a lot of people, cause she didn't have a fever. And then she's not the first person that I've heard that has not had a fever that can, you know, be quarantined and qualify for being tested.
All right. So you're talking about coughing. This happened basically, apparently it was a prank, but this woman in a Pennsylvania grocery store, where you're from Philly, you know, you're a Pennsylvania person originally. This grocery store had to dispose of $35,000 worth of, I believe it was produce. And it was because a woman was purposely coughing on all the food.
But there were kids that did the same thing as well.
The food was unfortunately had to be thrown out. And then this particular lady was charged with 4 felonies, including counts of making terrorist threats, police said. So, you know, I understand a good joke. I'm all for a good joke. But when you're coughing on food, and especially in a time like this, and then that food has to be thrown out like that.
Yeah.
We're no longer talking about something being funny.
It's definitely not a time for it. But do you remember the people that started licking on ice cream?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, that's disgusting.
Exactly. So the people coughing on produce think that they're the follow-up and they're going to be the next best, you know, the next big thing or something, probably. But
so now she's in prison, and the Luzerne County Prison, it says, on $50,000 bail, and she's due in court on April 8th. So yep. I just think, was that worth it? You
know, I mean, definitely not. The joke's on you. Yeah. Congratulations, you played yourself, is what I like to say.
You know, this grocery store loses $35,000 worth of produce. I mean, that's
exactly.
A big deal.
But I think I read that they took it off the shelf really quickly, in reference to the kids that did the same, you know, thing. They were, you know, given props, and, you know, the police or the deputies gave them, you know, props and stuff like that in reference to them being aware and what else I was going to say.
Just being proactive, yeah.
Yeah. Taking it off, taking all that stuff off so it wouldn't affect
you. You can imagine the frustration of, you know, the fellow shoppers, obviously the staff that got to do that now, just because some woman thought it'd be funny to play a prank.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
So now she's in jail. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Well, yeah.
So sit there because nobody's bailing you out.
Okay, so let's talk about Post Malone here. I know that's one of your favorite artists, or I'm going to tell myself that. Post Malone is recruiting some celebrities to basically do a fundraiser, a COVID-19 beer pong fundraiser. And according to TMZ, he's got rapper Mike. They're putting together a 16-team tournament. Some of the people that have been invited are Rob Gronkowski, formerly of the Patriots, Johnny Manziel. There's a couple other names in
here. Speaking of the Patriots, what do you think about what's the name going to Tampa?
Well, I have to guess he's going to eventually regret that. That's my first take.
What is that?
I mean, I think it's better to probably take a little less money and end your career in New England rather than go to Tampa. But
he won't. It was like, so come to Florida and suffer.
It seems like a greedy move. I mean, I don't, who knows though? We'll see. Maybe he knows something we don't, you know, maybe.
Yeah, apparently. Maybe
Tampa has this potential to actually make a legitimate run. And But it just seems like someone of his, he's potentially the GOAT, as they say. And now all of a sudden he's, you know, made this decision. I don't get it. I wish
in my opinion, that was a stupid move. But also back to your question, because you totally forgot it.
Well, yeah. So basically Post Malone and rapper Mike are putting together this, beer pong fundraiser for COVID-19. And they've got, you know, some various celebrities, athletes, professional athletes.
Six feet away from each other?
I guess so. And I just think it's interesting that, hey, let's do a way to raise money, and it just happens to be beer pong. So do you have an opinion on beer pong? Do you have an opinion on this idea for a fundraiser?
I have not in real life played beer pong, but I have observed it, and it's not an easy game. And if he's going to make money to benefit something, I think that's not a bad way to do it. But I do not want to hear more celebrities doing the songs like, hey, I'm going to start this song. Can you finish it? No, I do not even want to hear you sing. Like, stop. No.
Why do you? Yeah. Okay. So I think you're referring to Superwoman, a gal. I don't know enough her last name. Ghetto.
There's been more than one person.
So she started singing.
Even
Imagine.
Tyler Perry started one, and I don't even know what song it was, but I heard he was like, "I'm gonna start singing."
Oh boy.
I was like, "Bye, bye." Okay.
No more celebrities singing songs to try to inspire.
No, like. You guys all join in with me. Like, everyone's to be like Michael Jackson, like, kill the world. Like, yeah, we're not all coming together and doing this. It's not how this is going to work. It's not, yeah, not the same. Ugh.
Well, I didn't mean for beer pong to take us down that path, but it did.
It took it down that path. I'm glad that it's beer pong versus... Hey, let's keep singing stupid songs together.
So anything that's not
stupid.
Yeah, anything that's not singing songs that raises awareness and raises potential money to help, you know, you think is probably not a bad thing.
Yes, I don't like that sing along and everybody like ties the song together. Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm currently not a fan of it.
I have a Post Malone joke. Post Malone joke. It's not very good. Post Malone has canceled his tour. Does this now make him postpone Malone?
Definitely.
Okay. All right. You can use that one, Christine.
Yes.
You could share that with your people. Okay. We talked about licking ice cream earlier. There's another article here that is somewhat related. And this was in Fox News, which I have to guess is your favorite news channel. the headline is "Woman Who Licked Toilet in Coronavirus Challenge Talks to Dr. Phil About Bizarre Stunt and Admits."
Oh my God, the airplane toilet one?
Admits that she lied. So
that's what someone told me. Like it was a fake video, and then.
Yeah, she apparently licks a plain toilet seat, but you know, according to
this, says that she doesn't. She did not.
She didn't actually do it.
I don't know. she might have faked it, but there were definitely a bunch of videos that I've seen of a lot of people licking those toilets. Not even just airplane toilets, but like,
why would you lick an airplane toilet? What?
Because it was the Corona challenge.
Okay, but no,
exactly.
That's where I come from. That's just foul and awful. Like, why would you do that? Just for what? To be cool? To get a retweet? There's got to be
better ways. Exactly.
It's got to be better ways. Okay, so apparently she lied. So congratulations, you're a liar, and you got on Dr. Phil.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah, you played yourself. And now she's claiming before she confessed to the lie that this was, it was a bleached toilet seat, which then you're licking bleach, which is also, I think that can kill you. And then she claimed it was her sugar daddy's plane, that she had taken it down to spring break with friends of hers. So really, it wasn't that dirty, she said.
That is awesome, because toilets are never that dirty.
No, they're clearly not.
Actually, Penn and Teller, if you ever watch Penn and Teller Bullshit, they will tell you that toilet seats have less germs than door handles. But still, you don't fucking go lick them. Sorry, Jesus Albers. What? No. No.
The germs that are on like your actual seatbelt on the plane and that are on the, what's that thing called? The thing that you pull down the, can't think of the name of it now. Anyway, the germs that are basically surrounding you in your seat in the plane are apparently as bad or worse. So that's why you should always take a Clorox wipe and, you know, give it a rub down.
Yeah. And then lick it apparently.
And then lick it and lick it to be retweeted. So
exactly. Just do it.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody can take this. And there's this woman that did this, her Twitter name is @sexy_Jane. So if anybody wants to send her a message, you know, condemning her, I probably won't judge you. Okay. I've got some other ones here, but I know you got a few more. What else you got?
No, actually, the only other one I had was in reference to John Bones Jones getting, he got caught, I don't know if it was possession, but I knew it. He had a DWI and being a...
It's stressful times, you know, he made a bad decision.
But he already had one and they already let him go back in, like, and then he messed it up again. So do you think they're going to give him another chance or was...
Well, right now they're not doing any UFC events, are they? I mean...
No, but...
So I don't know how much of an impact that really has on him, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but it's like, so do you think everybody else can just go and, do whatever they're going to do and
I hope
until
not.
It goes back in season?
You know, I hope not. And yeah, but when someone has had this happen more than once, wouldn't you agree that, okay, now this is beyond just an oops, this is a potential problem. Like you probably...
Yeah, but I like John Bones Jones.
Oh, I'm not saying you don't have to like him or we don't have to appreciate his abilities in UFC, but it is possible he probably does need to seek some help if this is happening, you know, on multiple occasions. It's probably not just a one-time oops. It's, you know, something that's reoccurring.
Yeah.
So he needs some help probably. That's what I'm thinking.
He probably definitely needs some help.
Okay, so we're in agreement there. Okay, well, I hope he gets that, and I hope that this won't have a negative impact on his career, because he is, as you pointed out, he is pretty good at what he does. So, all right, so here's one that's not coronavirus related, just like yours, and it is equally kind of jacked up. So, a babysitter was watching a 4-year-old girl, and somehow this was in Alabama. Yeah, imagine this. And she was watching the 4-year-old girl, and then somehow the 4-year-old girl just disappears. And so they call the sheriff, they call all these people in to look for this girl. And 2 days later, they find this girl in the woods. And she was in...
right behind the house.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, in the woods. But she'd been
behind
missing,
the house.
I don't know how far...
I don't know, but
she was in the woods by herself for 2 whole days, and they found her, and she was in reasonable condition. She had a dog with her, so thank goodness she was okay, and they found her. But I'm just thinking, if you're a parent and you've got a babysitter watching your daughter, and then she disappears for 2 days, does that does that make you want to hire that babysitter again?
Yeah, probably not. I don't have any children, but how old was the babysitter?
I don't know if it says that. It does not say that. But the babysitter...
I'm wondering if it was like an adult or a child. And by child, I mean like an adolescent. But it's not okay like that she was in the woods in general. But I'm like, if it's in the woods right behind her house, she with her dog, she may or may not have thought that they were just playing a game behind hide and go seek or something like that, which is...
I don't know. Yeah, I am a parent.
If the sheriff and everybody came out, like...
Well, it took them 2 days to find her, so she's not just right behind the house if it's 2 days. I mean, they would have found
her. That's what I'm thinking now.
So I'm just saying is, if you've paid a babysitter and this babysitter... Clearly, what was this babysitter doing that this girl just disappears like that? Like,
have you not watched Friday the 13th? Exactly. So the babysitter was probably doing.
All right, so we'll just chalk it up to that. She was there was something to do with Friday the 13th, and that's what happened. Here's another interesting one. This is about space. I know how you love the space. You know, you're a space person, I think, on some level, being on the space coast. You're on the space coast. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. You don't want people knowing where you are. SpaceX wins contract to supply NASA's planned lunar space station. So this came out yesterday, actually, last night at 8:30. And so NASA's going to hook up SpaceX with all this money, and SpaceX is going to basically get all this stuff up to the moon so that they can start doing their thing up there, which is that's kind of an interesting thing. It's looks like a 15-year long contract, probably what, $7 billion is what I'm reading. I mean, that's no chump change last time I checked. So
yeah, but how much is the military getting?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah. The Space Force, the new Air Force, a division of the Air Force, I guess it is, or is it its own?
I don't know. Like, I'm not that focused into aerospace, but I feel like we're still just trying to beat Russia into, like, more space.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Well, I mean, this
they already like, have a space station, too. Like, it's like, oh, wait, so they're trying to outdo Russia. So I was like,
I'm not sure about that, but what I am, I mean, this isn't new, Christine. They've been planning to want to go to the moon and have some kind of lunar station for a while. So, now this is a step in that direction to actually, okay, no, we're not just talking about it. We're actually planning to do it. We are doing it.
So why are we going to the moon while we got coronavirus going on?
You know, that is, it's interesting to see that money's being spent in that manner when there is such a crisis like there is. So I won't deny that. But as someone who grew up watching, you know, various sci-fi movies and stuff, for me personally, I can't speak, you know, on your behalf because you're watching Friday the 13th. But, you know, I was watching Star Wars or whatever. And I think it's pretty interesting that the fact that, hey, this is actually happening. This is one step closer to potentially going to Mars. You know, so yes, in the midst of a terrible tragedy and this pandemic and stuff, it's kind of refreshing and kind of neat to see that humanity is making these strides and you know, making these things a reality. You know, it's not just talk. It's like, hey, we're serious. We're going to do this. And we got a plan on how to do this. And we're putting our money where our mouth is, so to speak, even if some people could argue that that money should probably be used for other things. But they were going to do this anyway. So anyway, so I thought that was pretty cool to see. That okay, now this is one step closer, one more tick box, if you will, a checkbox towards that goal. So yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And then I found another article going back into coronavirus, but just temporarily, is that a cat in Belgium is the first known to test positive for coronavirus. So
animals aren't supposed to be able to get it. So
apparently here a cat. So there was an infection of two dogs in Hong Kong. That previously tested positive, and then they
took that back though. Like, is that
this article is from the New York Post, and it was published
in reference to the dogs. They took the ones about the dogs back, and they said dogs couldn't spread it.
Okay, not according to this New York Post article, came out three hours ago. So I don't know. We'll see. But they're suggesting that a 17-year-old Pomeranian died after returning home from quarantine. But anyway, they're saying this cat apparently has coronavirus. So whether that's true or not, keep your pets safe. You know.
Yes, please keep your pets safe.
My goodness. You know, it's sad that people are struggling with this. But then, you know, the cats too? Come on, save the cats. I think it really boils down to the fact that Christine has three, you know, nails that really need attention. I think that's what matters right now.
Right, exactly.
So, let's just bring
the whole podcast is about my nails.
Well, I think that pretty much covers some of the latest and the greatest and what's happening. And you know, Christine, it's always interesting to hear your take on where we are right now. You know, it's times that we've not really dealt with in our lifetime. And you know, glad to hear you're in good spirits and that you're you know, doing well. Right now, you're on a vacation time and then you go back to work. Are you looking forward to going back to work so you can be around people, or are you just enjoying your downtime?
Not at all looking forward to going back to work, but I know like they need me because
yeah,
everything is probably falling apart there because I'm a quintessential person.
Yeah, you've been doing this for what, 13, 14 years? So
yeah, a whole.
I would imagine you're moderately senior there.
Yes. So they miss me when I'm not there.
So. Yeah, rightfully so. And again, I've said this before, but I want to thank you. You're a person that's, you know, helping people that are, you know, calling in and have emergencies, and you're kind of that person that's helping to coordinate and helping people that are in trouble. So thank you for that. I know that I would imagine that can be stressful at times.
Is, and that's why I'm glad I had this vacation or a staycation, as it
well as for a forced staycation, but a makeup visit to Puerto Rico that's coming later in the year, assuming it's safe to do so.
I had a lot of makeup trips. Don't worry about it.
No worries on this end. So, Christine, we always like to close out with final thoughts. Do you have any good final thoughts for today?
Stay safe.
Stay safe. I like that. And then some people want to say hi on Twitter. You can be a private person, but let's
C0074GD.
C0074GD. That is your Twitter handle. You are very active on Twitter. You are moderately responsive. So if people want to say hi, go ahead, and Christine will say hi. So,
yes, sir.
All right. Well, I appreciate everything, Christine. Look forward to probably in our next podcast, we're going to be doing an interview. I'm looking forward to that. Do you want to talk about that real quick?
I think she's on board. Like, but yes, it's going to be a friend of mine, Choey Colon. Choey. We always call her Choey. So I would just call her Choey. So, yeah, she's a author of a really good selling book in reference to MS. So I forgot the name of it. So it's not the best. I was like, it's not the best sign, but yes.
Well, okay. So is it pronounced Choey? Is that what you said?
But
her name is Chloe, according to Amazon. Okay. So her book's called Stronger Together, and it's a story about MS, as you said. And yeah, I mean, that's a pretty serious thing. And I've actually got friends who've had that. So I'm looking forward to talking to her. We're going to hopefully get her on the show and do an interview with her soon, talk about her book and talk about what she's working on. So looking forward to that. So yeah, I think that wraps it up for today. Thanks, Christine.